I'm glad to be before you. I see faces that I haven't seen in a long time. To God be the glory. Would you please pray with me? Holy God, God of power and might, we open ourselves up to be used by you. We pray now that you would allow our hearts to be open and our ears, O Lord. Speak, for we are listening. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place, in us and through us. In Jesus' name, amen. Few of us live far from artificial light. If you look in here, we realize that we need a little light in here. Although we've got the outside, we need a little artificial light. Whether it's a table lamp or street light, I know for me, I sleep with a little night light on. Oh, I'm the only one? I know some other people leave a little light on. My house is very, very rarely in absolute darkness. I usually keep some light on. Where would we be, brothers and sisters? Where would we be without light? Darkness. Simply dark. And so the first words that our Lord spoke were what? Who knows those words? That's right. Taken from Genesis, I'll read that for you. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. There's no doubt. Light was one of our Creator's first works. And symbolism of light, just to name a few, we know that light signifies God's word. It signifies a holy God. It signifies God's presence. And we know that in the Old Testament, it's common that the light is referred to as God's word. When we look at the word salvation and goodness and truth, we often think of the word light. God is referenced with light when it comes to joy, goodness, truth, purity, righteousness. What about darkness? As we just read in Genesis, in that first chapter, one of the first things that God had to confront was the darkness. Darkness from the beginning. And so when we think of darkness, it's a reference to our old nature, our past. But God is still calling for light today. And because there's still a problem with the darkness, we as people of faith need to look at darkness and light. Darkness and light are universal symbolisms on our human experience and our thought. When you think of darkness from an emotional realm, you think in terms of sadness, shame, gloom, light, joy, acceptance, and hope. When you think in terms of the moral realm of darkness, the words evil, impurity come to mind. On the light side of the moral realm, you think of purity, righteousness, goodness. And last but not least, when you think in terms of the intellectual realm of the word darkness, ignorance, error comes to mind. But when you think of the word light on the intellectual level, you think of revelation, truth, knowledge. As you consider the world today, where is darkness in our world? Where is the darkness in our world? Just this morning when I turned on the television, the darkness just tried to take over when I read about the little girl, the two little girls, the four-day-old girl and the two-year-old that was stabbed by her dad out of Fayetteville. I don't know if y'all knew about that darkness, but two little girls were stabbed and left in a car outside of Fayetteville over the weekend. Darkness is still a part of our world. When we think of the terrorist attack in London, four people were killed. Darkness. And even here at home, we think of those that are trying to just earn enough money to pay basic things. Organizations are pushing for at least a $15 minimum wage, but there's darkness in that because people can't work a job where they can pay for their basic necessities. Darkness, darkness, darkness is all around us. I'm reminded over this past weekend, I wasn't here last week, but I was locked up. Thursday through Sunday, I was locked in the women's prison in Raleigh from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. I was locked up with Kairos Prison Ministry. Darkness. Darkness. But oh, the light. You see, 42 women and three clergy, we went in with the light. We gave them Jesus. We gave them love. We listened. That was an experience that I have had over the last 6 years, and it's always allowed me to see the true meaning of light in darkness, being present, and yet bringing the light. I explained that to you because today is the fourth Sunday of Lent. Today is the fourth Sunday of Lent. And many of us look at Lent as a time of giving up something. And some may even say it's a time of darkness, of looking at those areas of our life where we need to change, we need to repent. And when I think of this text today, I'm reminded of how Paul is telling us truly about the gospel of Jesus and how we are light. How we are light. You know, Lent is that time where we look at where we were and accept that there are things in us that need to be changed. Most of the time, it's in the inside. I'm reminded of John 8, verse 12, that says, Jesus clearly says, I am the light. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me never walk in darkness, but will have life, light of life. We can never escape the darkness, people. But today's text, Paul gives us a spiritual example. A spiritual example to look at where we are on this journey and how we are to walk. Walk as children of the light. In this text today, as Winston read, it's important for us to look at the gospel and what it does in our life, and also how the gospel affects each of us. And then last but not least, the challenge that this gospel brings to each of us today. If you remember, Winston, can you read that last verse again? That last verse really struck me. The last verse in Ephesians 5, beginning at verse 8, but ending at verse 14. Would you please read the last verse? Okay, that's what really stuck to me, because I believe some of us are asleep. Some of us may be asleep, but that verse says, arise, wake. And so today, as we look at this text, I want us to think in terms of where we are. Are we really light? Are you the light of the Lord on your jobs? Are you the light in your home? Are you the light in your community? One of the first things that the gospel does is it changes us. It changes us. And so Paul reminds us in this text that we were once darkness. We were once darkness. Darkness is always there, okay? It's never going away. But when we look at this text, we hear Paul clearly saying that we were once darkness. And what that means is that there's been a change in us. There are some things that we should see that resonate clearly in our heart. And that is related to God's grace and God's mercy. Paul uses the light to show us that God's grace and mercy is real. The metaphor of the light is to shed light on our understanding of Jesus Christ. The second part of this text tells us very clearly how the effect of the gospel is on our lives. You see, Paul tells us to walk as children of light. Now, I know many of us want to run. Some of us don't move. But Paul is saying walk. And what I take that to mean is that someone should be able to go on this journey with you and see references to where there's light. But if you're sitting still and not allowing your light, the God that you know to be seen, it's difficult. But Paul says we should walk as children of the light. And more specifically, Paul gives it as a challenge, I believe, for us. A challenge for us to really be set apart, to walk this out. When you're in situations where people may not be of the same faith, you are to still walk. We are to live in Christ. The walk is a living into. I'm reminded of the Gospel of John, where John says, God loved the world that he gave his only, one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. When I think of that, I wonder if we are really walking in the light. When we are confronted with darkness, do we represent the light? And the last part of this text that is a challenge for each of us is to really stay awake, to be a people that are awake. I say that because if there is a part of your life that's been changed, if you truly are walking in the light, then people will see those things that Paul mentioned, goodness, righteousness, and truth. That's affirmation that you're walking in the light. I also am reminded that when we look at this, those are fruits of the Spirit that tell us who we are. But who are we really? If we're standing here and we say that we are the light, where does that come from? Who has told us that we are the light? I'm reminded of the gospel lesson in Matthew, the fifth chapter, verses 14 through 16. It says, you are the light of the world. Jesus says that. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. So if we know that God is light and that Jesus has come as light of the world and that we are to radiate this light, then how do we do this? Very clearly, we do with the Word of God. This is key, brothers and sisters. Many of us don't want to study. We don't want to open God's Word. But that is the avenue in which we are to be able to allow this light of the Lord to be seen. I'm reminded of Psalm 119:05. It says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. One of the things that you know that if you want to follow the light, you've got to know where the light is. And in this text specifically, I believe it's verse 9 where Paul says, Winston, could you read verse 9? And verse 10, please. Thank you. Many of us do not search the scriptures. We do not search ways in our communities to find out what is goodness to the Lord. But today, as I prepare to close, I want to remind you that you will know that a person is of the light if you can see goodness, if you can see righteousness, and if you can see truth in their life. Brothers and sisters, how are we different than non-Christians? How are we different than non-Christians today? The Holy Spirit. That is correct. And as we just read, goodness, righteousness, and truth, the fruits of the Spirit show. They come forward in our way of life. All of this begins with God. It begins with love. And when we are here today, this is an example of looking at light. Being able to worship is light. Later on, you're going to come to the table to receive Holy Communion, which is light. It's nourishment for you to continue on this journey. My hope and my prayer is that you will be children of the light, that wherever you are today, you would know that God loves you, that God loved you even before you were in, you even knew God. And that there is a place for you. If there's one here that does not know that God is the light of the world, our hope and our prayer today is that you will discover and you will receive. Would you please pray with me? Holy God, help us to continue to travel on this journey, to walk in the light of your love. Such a basic lesson, but yet many of us are asleep. We have not awakened. Search our hearts today and help us to look within at who we are and how we live, that we may be changed. Oh God, thank you for love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. As we travel, understanding that darkness is here, may your light shed upon us in every aspect. In Jesus' name, amen.